This episode is brought to you by Trillium Aesthetics. Let's face it, the weird look is having a moment. When you look around at celebrities, strange-looking eyes, overfilled lips, puffy cheeks, and faces that don't seem to move at all are common. You've probably started seeing this around you at the store or when you're out with your friends. Trillium Aesthetics is the place to go for non-surgical treatments that keep people wondering, did she have something done? What does she do to get such beautiful skin? The team at Trillium Aesthetics prides itself on results that whisper but don't shout. If you're looking for non-surgical treatments to brighten up a dull winter complexion, add a little pout to your lips, or erase some pesky smile lines, call the team at Trillium Aesthetics. Schedule online on their Instagram page at Trillium_aesthetics or visit the website TrilliumAesthetics.com. All right. What's the deal with the deep plane facelift? What does it do? What does it not do? And tell me a little bit about the surgery. That's what we're going to do today on this episode of The Trillium Show, where we help you make the changes that you want to see in your mind, your body, and your life. I'm Dr. Jason Hall. Thanks for listening. So deep plane are having a moment these days on the internet. If you're on Instagram, you're looking for plastic surgery, or on social media anywhere looking for plastic surgery, you're going to come across somebody who is pushing deep plane facelift. But what is it? What does it do? And how is it different from other facelifts? A little history of the facelift. The facelift is seen by most patients as a skin operation. You pull the skin tight and get rid of the extra because that's what you see. You see extra skin at the jowls. You see extra skin under your chin and your neck. And the facelift procedure couldn't be further from a skin removal operation. In all actuality, there is a whole lot less skin removed than you think there is. Is there skin that is taken out? Sure. But the majority of facelift surgery is muscle surgery. As most anti-gravity surgeries, brow lifts, facelifts, things like that, anti-gravity, anti-aging surgeries are their muscle surgeries. We're tightening, repositioning muscles, reshaping what's underneath the skin, and the skin acts kind of as a passive cover. There is no tension on the skin. That's how we have scars that are very difficult to see. That's how we avoid these bad facelift results. And you know, Kenny Rogers seems to be the poster child for that one. This kind of windblown like look that is really unnatural. Those are the result of tension. Deep plane facelifting is different from traditional facelift, from your traditional SMAS lift. And the SMAS is the layer under the skin where the muscles live, but it is different from the traditional SMAS lift in that a SMAS facelift typically rotates and puts tension on that muscular layer. It puts all the tension on the muscles so there isn't tension on the skin. The deep plane facelift, which has been around for a while and was popularized by Dr. Giacono up in New York City and further popularized by some of his colleagues, such as Ben Talay out in Los Angeles, Mark Mani, also out in LA, or my buddy Mike Nyack up in St. Louis. What a deep plane does is goes the dissection of the muscles. It goes much further into the face. It's a much more technically demanding dissection, but then it frees up all of those muscles and allows those to be repositioned back where they need to go and held there really with very minimal tension, if any tension at all. So it is more of a tension-free facelift, which gives a, in my opinion, more natural result. Likewise, in the neck, there is a lot of sculpting of things that are under the platysma muscle, so this kind of curtain of muscle under between your jawline and your collarbone, so that that gets reshaped and we're not just pulling that muscle to try and flatten things out. That procedure, from a time perspective, takes about the same amount of time as a traditional high SMAS facelift. The theoretical risks of the procedure are increased nerve injury, specifically the nerves that let you move your face. So really important things live just below the layer that we're working. And some patients who are really thin, you can actually see through that layer and see the nerves underneath. And one of my surgical mentors who was doing this kind of thing in my training and early in my career had a saying, closest to danger, furthest from harm. And I think that with deep plane facelifting, that is certainly the truth. You're close to the nerves, which means you can see them and you can avoid injury. Now, are there temporary kind of nerve weaknesses after the surgery? Yes, there are. And it's typically what we call the marginal mandibular branch of the facial nerve, which lets you lower your lower lip. And that can be weak anywhere from a day to a couple of months in some patients, and is thought to be just from spreading, kind of lifting things apart, because we kind of gently spread those layers apart because they're not attached where we're working. And so can that happen? Sure, it can. Is it permanent? Knock wood, the incidence of permanent nerve injury in my practice is very, very low, like zero. Even in people like Dr. Giacono, who have done thousands of deep plane facelifts, the incidence of nerve injury is about 1%. So not very high percentages. Deep plane facelift surgery, you know, depending on who you talk to, where you go, can take anywhere between 3 and 5 hours, whether that is done under general anesthesia, whether that is done under what we call TEVA or IV sedation and local anesthesia, or whether it is done with oral sedation in somebody's office and local anesthesia, really is a surgeon-specific issue. I do my surgeries under general anesthetics because I feel like it is easier for me, easier for the patient. Your back doesn't start hurting after a couple of hours of laying in the same position. You don't start squirming around. Some surgeons get great results and have patients have a great experience doing them under local anesthesia in their office. It very much is kind of dependent on your surgeon and their setup. So, but it's a good question to ask. Recovery from a deep plane facelift is similar to recovery for any other facial cosmetic procedure. It's a big surgery. Swelling is really more of an issue than pain. Facelifts look scary during recovery, but you look a lot scarier than you feel. It really is not a terribly painful procedure. I tell all of my patients, expect 2 weeks of social downtime. So you're not going to want to go to church. You're not going to want to go out to a restaurant, out to eat for about 2 weeks, because you will be noticeably swollen. There may be some bruising. And so you want to just kind of plan that time. Work is the same way. Just don't go to work for 2 weeks. After that, you're able to go out. You can wear makeup. If you're a guy, I wouldn't recommend it, but you can go out and not look like you've just had surgery. You look better. You don't have your final result yet, but you don't look scary. You don't have the just operated look. For big events, and I kind of qualify big events as being any event where you are going to have pictures from that event on your mantle for a long period of time. So weddings, class reunions, things like that. You really want about 3 months between your surgery and your event. Not because you don't look good well before then. Most patients look great at about 6 weeks after surgery. But if we have a problem, if we have some nerve weakness, like we were talking about, if we get a little hematoma that we have to drain out in the office or in the operating room, then we have some time to do that. If we get a little fluid collection, if there's some prolonged swelling from gland reductions, we have some time to fix all of that and still let you make your event without wringing your hands the night before, hoping that things are going to be better the next day when you have your wedding or your class reunion. So two recovery periods, kind of your restaurant recovery at 2 weeks, and then your red carpet recovery at 3 months. What adjunctive procedures can we do with that? Well, lots of them. Lip lifts, eyelid surgery, brow surgery, laser. We can do and do perform the full gamut of facial aesthetic surgery at the same time we can do a deep plane face and neck lift. So that is kind of deep plane facelifting in a nutshell. And I would encourage you to go back and listen to my facial aging podcast. We'll link to that in the show notes. That gives you just a general overview of how we age. And it really helps, I find, if you listen to that and understand at least a little bit of that, it can help make the procedures that are recommended make a lot more sense. So thanks for listening today. I hope you enjoyed this. If you have any questions, you can shoot me a DM on Instagram at Dr. Jason Hall, or you can send me an email, media@drjasonhall.com. Thanks for listening. We'll talk to you soon.